A state-initiated control board has been keeping an eye on Buffalo's finances since 2003. But how has it been doing in recent years? According to the latest reporting by Investigative Post, the so-called adult in the room hasn't stopped city officials from draining the fiscal reserves. Joining me now to talk about the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority is Investigative Post's founder and executive editor, Jim Heaney. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So your outlet noted that in 6 of the 8 last budget cycles, the city has needed to tap its reserves to cover deficits, which your reporting attributes to overestimated revenues and underestimated expenses. How has this been allowed by the control board, and do they have the power to force more conservative budgeting?
Yeah, our reporter on the story, Jeff Kelly, documented the problem. And, it's a good question. Why has the control board allowed this to happen? And it's hard to draw any conclusion other than the control board is simply not doing its job. The city was near bankruptcy when the control board was initially imposed. They really did a good job of limiting unnecessary expenses, built up healthy reserves, and Byron Brown, since the hard board was lifted and the board became only advisory, the city has basically refused to raise property taxes and overestimated revenues, underestimated expenses, and instead of raising taxes like you or I would have to do if our in our household budget, the mayor with the support of the common council here has simply tapped the reserves until the reserves that are available for things such as budget deficits is gone. There's no money left in the bank, so to speak, and the control board has raised some concerns, but not very loudly, and has refused to use its powers to reimpose a hard board that would step in and make the city stop doing this. I mean, the control board has the ability to go hard again.
Yeah, what does that mean, the hard board versus the soft board, and what was the transition?
The hard board means when they had a hard board, any expense over $50,000, the control board had to review and approve. Mm-hmm. And under a soft board now, it's strictly advisory. They can tell the city they should or should not do something. But it's advice that can be ignored by the mayor and the common council if they so desire.
And even though they're advisory, it's still costing taxpayers about $1 million a year for the control board to operate. So what are they getting out of that investment?
I think a supposed watchdog that isn't doing its job.
The watchdog's asleep?
Pardon?
The watchdog's asleep?
Or the watchdog is... one could argue that the watchdog is a bit of a lapdog.
Okay. Well, you're around long enough, you can kind of ingratiate yourself to any animal, I guess. And I'm curious, has the approach of the control board been shaped by the fact that Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is a close ally to the governor who controls 7 of the 9 seats on the body?
That's a good question that I don't have the answer to. I mean, it's noteworthy that the governor has appointment power over most of the positions, as you just noted. And of the 9 seats, 3 of the seats are vacant and have been for several years. In the balance, the members are serving expired terms that are go back as long as 4 years ago. So the governor has certainly not been paying attention or has not been acting as he is required to, which is to make sure that the board has 9 members and their terms are all current. There seems to be the indifference, that the control board has shown toward city finances has extended to the governor's indifference toward the control board itself.
Is there any reason to expect a different approach by the control board in the future, maybe if we head into like a recession?
Well, the common council is poised to take some steps that would hopefully replenish, at least start to replenish these depleted reserves. But I don't know. I suppose the control board might be shamed into action. There is, you know, because of Jeff's reporting with Investigative Post over the last 4 or 5 months, there's certainly an awareness that the city's financial position is a lot more precarious than it had been believed. I mean, Brown had gained a reputation as being a good fiscal manager over the years, but Jeff's reporting has shown that was not a deserved reputation. I mean, he has not been a responsible budgeter.
Well, when it comes to budgeting, what have been the underestimated expenses? Are there things that are driving up costs in Buffalo in particular?
Well, I think it's been more a matter of, Brown of late has, they've tightened up on some of the spending.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been revenue projections, sale of city real estate, anticipated casino revenues that haven't materialized, et cetera, et cetera. It hasn't been any one shortcoming in terms of revenue, but it seems like year to year there's a handful of revenue projections that just haven't panned out.
So you talked about the difference between a hard board and a soft board. Is there any reason to suspect that we could transition back to a hard board? Is there anything in statute that would empower the board like that?
Well, the board has the ability to reimpose its powers as a hard board as it so desires, but that obviously isn't going to be done without the governor's approval. And because Brown and Cuomo are tight, I don't expect the governor would approve of going hard again. It would make the city look bad, and I don't see Cuomo doing that to a political ally.
One of the benefits of the board is its ability to borrow money. Is that something that the city might have to take advantage of more in the future, as they did when the board first was implemented in 2003?
Well, the city's of the opinion that this whatever savings there might be would be otherwise offset, so it doesn't make sense. Beyond that, if the board control board borrows money, it kind of extends its life, because as long as there's debt to be paid, the control board has to be around. So I don't know how much appetite there is to keep the board going.
Well, I imagine that with the way the board is kind of like a lapdog, as some people might say, that the city officials wouldn't really care about extending it. Is that something that could be under consideration?
You know, I don't. I think the city doesn't view the savings as worth it. And, you know, I mean, one reason to argue against extending it is if it's costing $1 million a year, it's closer to $1.1 million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to save over $1 million a year in borrowing costs? I think that's unlikely.
And just with a few seconds we have left, you know, City of Albany comes to the Capitol every year and asks for $12 million to help make its books work. Is it possible that Buffalo might come and ask for a similar sort of payment, considering its financial situation?
Oh, Buffalo is heavily dependent on state aid now. A good chunk of the city budget comes in the form of state aid. And the Buffalo School District, which is, you know, more than ballpark a $900 million a year operation, gets about three-quarters of its funding from the from state government. Between the city and its school district, I don't think it can be argued that Buffalo is anything other than a ward of the state of New York.
I've been speaking with Jim Heaney of Investigative Post about the City of Buffalo's control board. Thanks so much for joining me, Jim.
Good talking.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.